Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the TPR Tech Podcast. This is the 23rd episode, and I'm going to be talking to you about something called Canva. Canva is a graphic designing company, and there are a lot of graphic designing companies, animating companies, and so much video making companies out there, but all of them, they have a premium plan, and you can make it. It's just, it'll put watermarks on it, and it will just get really annoying. It's just with Canva, you can actually use it, but there's a lot of things that you can do with the free plan, if that makes sense. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to make something on Canva, and I'm going to talk you through how to do it, and I'm going to show you what I make and put it as the thumbnail of this episode of the TPR Tech Podcast. So let's go. So let's start. So you will have to go to Canva if you are on a computer or laptop. You will have to go to canva.com, or if you are on a device, you need to go and download the Canva app. Once you are on, you'll see a screen. This is just the opening screen, and you can press whatever you like, what you can make. For this example, I'm going to make something random, an Instagram story. So when you're in, there is some tabs at the side and a little workspace in the middle. You can choose from the things at the side. When you first open up, it should be on template. So I'm going to just to get something into my workspace. I'm going to click and drag something. It'll take a minute, and then something will come up. So I'm going to talk you through what I'm making. So I'm gonna, in the elements, search for some flowers. So I'm gonna type in flowers in elements, and I'm gonna get something nice. And then I'm gonna delete all the sample ones because they don't look very nice. I'm actually going to change my flowers, and I'm going to get something to go around the border. Actually, I'm going to keep the ones that I had before. And I've just found a really nice flower symbol, so I'm going to keep that. And then I might add some text saying, I don't know, good morning. So I'm going to type that in. Make it bigger. And fit it to my page. Move it around so it's directly on the flower. And then change the font a little bit. Okay, so I'm going to keep with what I had before, actually, because I just want to keep it simple. You can add more from here with the tabs at the side, which are the music tabs, text tabs, elements, photos, templates, camera roll, background, uploads, folders, and more. In more, there are some things like you can embed a Pexels image, a Pixabay image. You can embed something from any website. You can do emojis, you can do QR codes, you can insert a location on Google Maps, you can get Giphy, you can embed a YouTube. Anyway, so there are so much things that you can do. I think I'm finished with my design because I want to keep it simple. So then, corner, I'm going to press share. And then I am going to go for download. Or you can press the download tab just here, where it will say preparing your design. And then it's done. Then sometimes it will come up with a great design. Do you like Canva? Yes or no? Anyway, so you've saved your design. Then you can go to your homepage and create a new one. But I'm perfectly happy with how it is. Sorry if those last 4 minutes and 48 seconds were a bit laggy or glitchy, because I had to record them in 1 minute segments and it just got really annoying in the end. Anyway, so I'm going to show you what I made by putting what I made as the thumbnail of this podcast episode. You can also see this on YouTube if you want to see how I made it and actually see what I did. But anyway, thank you for watching this episode of the TPR Tech Podcast. Have a wonderful day.